I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Why are women so unreasoning? Someone wants Mr. Howard Warren. I deputize for him because his daughter's safety is threatened. When I get to the place, his daughter has obeyed a phone call thinking to save her father. And there I found her. Ergo, I dash into the breach, rescue the damsel after what might be called many bludgeonings of fate, return to her father's place only to find... Well, that's as far as I can go at the moment.
Where is Father? What's happened?
I'm sorry to alarm you, but let's reason for just a moment.
Reason? Reason? Reason?
All right. Charlie, you search upstairs. Grace and I'll do ditto down here.
Right, Mr. Hicks. I'll give the top floor a real doing over.
I'm afraid.
Well, that doesn't help. The fact is, and let's face it, your father remained at home to guard you, who were supposed to be in your room. I went in his stead to that address, and you, your little idiot, dash out without him knowing anything about it.
Well, I didn't want him running into danger.
Instead of which you did. These people had you, a wonderful threat to your father.
I see now.
Right. I pull you out of that, very luckily, and we get back home. Where's Father? He doesn't answer. We can't see him.
I don't think...
I can, fortunately. If he's in, he can't answer. If he's out, they've managed to tell him they've got you. So off he goes, hot foot. All right. Now start the search.
Dad! Dad!
Mr. Warren!
Dad!
Mr. Warren!
Dad!
Mr. Warren! Mr. Warren!
Nowhere downstairs.
Definitely. How's it going, Charlie?
Nobody up here, Mr. Hicks.
All right, come down. Well, that settles it, Grace. They apparently haven't harmed him. No corpus delicti, as it were.
Oh, why? Oh, why do you always joke?
I told you. If I didn't throw off a little superficial idiocy at times, I'd sit me down and cry.
At least you could remove that mask and let me know who you are.
Charlie calls me Mr. Hicks. Don't forget the H. That'll do for now. Ah, Charlie.
A letter in the upstairs bedroom back.
My room.
Let's read it. Bless my soul. A very hasty scrawl. Listen. Little Scottish man called. Said had my daughter Grace. Danger to her. Follow if you get this.
I see.
So very perspicacious of you. My hat. Why, oh, why did you leave this place? Can't you see? Father must go. They want something. He doesn't go. You do, and your safety is on his head. Continue. They tell him they've got you. Off goes Father.
Well, of course I can see all of this.
You
but...
haven't seen the worst of it, idiot. They've got him now, for sure. They're pretty certain you now will go after him. They nobble you again.
I'm going after him, of course.
What is all this? A roundabout? It's making me dizzy. Supposing they do, you do. Then they threaten you, and Dad, to save you from a fate worse than death, gives them what they want. Now, what's it all about? Who are these folk?
The man's name, you've met him, is Baloo. Yuman Baloo. Quite a big noise in the city, incidentally. A financier. He's been a long business acquaintance of Dad's.
Go on.
Well, when I got there, he started firing questions at me about Dad. Baloo seemed to think Dad had acquired some knowledge that would jeopardize one of his interests.
I see, and he was going to extract that information. What did he say was his interest?
I'm rather confused. It concerned a man in jail.
What?
A swindler, or... what was the name?
Faversham?
That's it. That's it. Faversham. That's all I know.
Quite enough, too.
Well, aren't we going to do anything about Father? Oh, please.
We are doing nothing. But Charlie and Austin and I are definitely declaring war on Mr. Yuman Baloo.
Count me in.
As the famous Daniel Mayer once said, we are including you out.
If you're going after my father, I'm coming with you.
Listen, do you want to start the whole darn roundabout all over again? This is Operation United. We want to see you and your dad together in one place, just for a change.
I insist on coming too.
Charlie, would you mind dissuading the lady while I go and start up the car?
Oh, just as you say, Mr. Hicks, but I haven't had much experience at dissuading females. I've had a good many goes at persuading them. However, I'll do my best.
All right, give me 2 minutes, then we'll be off.
This the place?
Not quite, but it's close enough. Out you get. Do you think anyone followed us? The girl, for instance?
No fear, she couldn't.
By the way, what did you do to prevent her?
Poured her out a very stiff whiskey, see? One sip and she went out like a light. Put a Mickey Finn in it.
Good. My, was that a taxi?
Gone by now.
Think it followed us?
No, why should it?
Exactly, I'm getting as nervous as my maiden aunt's eldest kitten. All right, let's go.
Into the house?
Definitely. First, we reconnoitre that basement, down the earlier steps and see what's doing. Quiet now. We've got to learn if Mr. Warren is here.
Well, don't you reckon he is?
I'm certain he'd come here, especially as in his note he said a little Scot had called for him. That little Scot, Charlie, was your old friend, Scotty Mac.
Oh, was it? I reckon I still owes him a round or two. I say this Bellew bloke keeps nice company.
Here we are.
All very quiet and nice.
Too quiet. How's the door?
Easy. Opened in a jiffy.
Right, let's go in. Too quiet for my liking.
Silent.
Put
as
your daughter on.
Yeah, silent as the grave, as the saying is, Mr. Hicks.
Even more silent, not even a worm turning. Confound it, we've been done, Charlie.
Done?
Done, Brown. If Warren came here, which I'm certain he did, they guessed I'd follow, so they wouldn't wait to welcome me.
Well, I reckon we're flummoxed.
No, no, Charlie, not yet. Let's squint around. There's a telephone I see in the corner. Wonder if it's still connected. Try it.
Yeah, it is.
Put the receiver back, Charlie. This is where we can put the wind up our friend Human Bellew. Give us that telephone directory.
What are you looking for?
One Bellew. Human Bellew. Grace Warren said he was a big shot. We'll find his address and telephone number.
Got it.
Good. Where does he live?
Blimey. Berkeley Square. 19. Telephone Mayfair. 1917.
All right. Dial it.
Here we go.
Bellew?
Yes, yes, I'm Bellew. What a time to ring a man. Who is it?
You may well ask. Bellew, take care. Take care.
What did you say?
Let Warren go. Let Warren go.
Who? What?
Scare number one. Now again, Charlie. Let Warren go, Bellew. Let Warren go. You are in danger.
Don't be a darned fool and stop ringing the phone. And I won't let I mean, who is that?
Just a little warming up process, Charlie.
Sounded a bit scared to me, as much as I heard.
We'll scare him still more before the night's out. Come on, we're going to Berkeley Square.
Oh, anywhere for a change.
I think our telephone business might have been a mistake, Charlie.
How's that, Mr. Hicks?
Our friend seems prepared. Lights on all over the house.
Oh, soon fix that.
Yes, but in a place like this, there's bound to be a couple of servants for certain. All alerted, too.
I'll give them alert. Look, Mr. Hicks, the main bedroom's upstairs. He's in there for certain. Telephone by his bed.
Well, of course. If it had been anywhere else, the servant would have answered it.
That's what I reckoned. Now, you go up and interview his nibs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I finds out where the servants sleep. And scares the daylights out of him.
Good. Join me in the upstairs front. Oh, watch out for that thug, Scotty Mac. Bellew probably brought him along.
Yeah, I'll fix him.
Good. Now, I'm off upstairs. Have you arranged the lights?
Yeah. All you got to do is to unroll the string you got, see? And when you get to his door and are good and ready, give it a tug. And he pulls the main fuse right out.
Splendid. Right. Action stations.
Who the devil's that?
Good evening.
Oh, confound it. What's happened to the lights?
A temporary blackout, Mr. Bellew.
Who are you?
The Grey Goose. Very much at your service.
The Grey?
Ah, I gather you've heard of me.
Now, what do you want? If you're on one of your robbing excursions, I'll have the police here in 1 minute.
Nonsense. No. And don't attempt to dial that phone again.
What's that hubbub?
I fear it's a friend of mine calming the servants. He's just a little boisterous in his methods.
Scotty Mac, here, quick! And there you lost still.
I have a feeling, Mr. Bellew, that Scotty Mac has met with an accident.
Look here, I was just getting to bed. You may have noticed I was in my pajamas before the lights failed.
It delighted me. May I, in passing, commend your taste? Well, enough of this. Your telephone must have warned you that I was coming.
Yes, yes, I gathered someone. It was you, then?
Yes. And are you prepared to deliver to me safely Mr. Howard Warren?
I haven't got Howard Warren.
Then where have you put him?
Charlie! Coming!
Find the kitchen. Here, take my torch. Get a bucket and all the ice cubes you can find. Hurry.
Oh, what?
You mentioned pajamas just now, Mr. Bellew. Unless you come clean, I'm going to put those feet of yours in the bucket of ice and make you talk. How do you like that? It's a well-known form of torture. After 3 minutes in ice, we then employ the hot water system. Get the feet up again. Then back go the feet in the ice, and so on, and infinitum, until we run out of ice. Or victim.
I know.
Now, what about it? The jolly old hot and cold and all modern inconveniences? Or Howard Warren? Come, men. The game's up.
All right. He's here. I give in.
That's very wise of you. Now, show me where. Well,
how can I, in the dark?
Here's the ice, Mr.
I said show me. Charlie, we may not need that ice.
Oh, what a pity. I remember in Hong Kong...
Charlie, your torch.
Well, this is my dressing room. There's Howard Warren on the settee. Drunk as a lord.
My hat. Charlie, lower the torch. Thanks. Drunk, you say, Baloo?
Yes, that's what I said.
And what I say is, you're a liar. This man is drugged.
And so Roland Fletcher, as ever following his instincts, gets close to the solution of another problem, adding yet another chapter to the exploits of... The Grey Goose.